have a winner. Why are you playing the Jackson 5?
Look at the title.
What are you doing?
Look at the title.
Oh, want you back. Well, he is back, so we don't have to want him back. He is back. Paul Juergens, KFGO news director, back for a brief stay on the four-pack. Sponsored, by the way, by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. And we do have a winner of the Extreme Pizza Kitchen four-pack special. Christopher S., as in Sam, was our 20th texter. So thank you, Christopher S., as in Sam, for winning a pizza. What are you looking at, Jergy? You look baffled.
Did we get new headphones in here when I was away? Look at these.
I don't know.
Well, they sure look like it.
I just have my headphones.
Oh, your personal
Personal headphones, yes. Well, you look concerned.
Well,
you've been gone for so
long. I'm very pleased.
Hi, by the way, hi, Mike. Mike McFeely.
Mike McFeely. I've heard a lot about you.
I'm sure you have. Yeah, yeah. And you are?
Show. You know who I am. I've been gone that long, a couple of days.
Couple of days.
Watched the Super Bowl in Graceville.
How did Graceville treat you?
Went over to Wheaton.
You've been gone since the Super Bowl, haven't you?
That's right. What was my pick? 21-18.
Something like that. How'd that turn out for you?
Well, I don't remember what team I picked. I think I went NFC.
I picked the correct team.
I think I did well, but it was an awful game. Just terrible. That's history.
So, are you leaving again now sometime soon?
I'll be gone again. Yep.
Because if you do, you're going to probably miss the birth of Shauna's baby.
I know.
Do you not care? Why do you not like your coworkers?
I expect an update.
A full report. I'll hammer out 500 words for you on the birth of Shauna's baby.
Okay, please do.
Let's do the four-pack for the very relaxed and detached Paul Juergens, KFGO news director.
I met a friend of Pinto's on the trip. Yes.
Well, do tell.
An old classmate of Daniel's.
Oh, God. What's he like?
She's a nice gal. Yeah, she was her other boyfriend.
Oh, it's a gal.
They worked together at the NDSU newspaper, The Spectrum, and she said nice things about Daniel.
A lot of late nights spent together in the Spectrum office.
Well, maybe, going over that copy.
I
went
to the college newspaper once. A lot of late nights.
It's going over the copy and the sentence structure and the headlines.
Yep. How many pikas do we need that headline to be? Oh, 32 pikas.
See, I don't know the newspaper.
I said, I'm out of here.
I don't know the newspaper.
I'm going to mix. You guys finish
this up. But she said nice things about Daniel. And I said that his car is very un-aerodynamic. Have you seen the car lately? Have you seen his car, the right front?
No.
Half the plastic bumper gone?
Oh, no. What happened?
It's been like that for months.
Been like that for a couple of years now.
What kind of mileage do you think he gets on the highway?
Well, when I was towing that car from his house to my house, I didn't get very good mileage at all.
I told his college classmate that I was going to bring in a roll of white duct tape because Daniel's car is white. Well, when it's clean.
It used to be white.
And there's a huge gaping hole in the right front corner of his, I think it's Illumina. It's Illumina, Daniel?
Chevy Impala, 2000.
Impala. But I can't imagine. I can't imagine going down the highway. It must just handle poorly, and you must get about 4 miles to the gallon.
Truth be told, great handle and awesome miles.
He handles anything well.
White. And if anybody's looking for a car, maybe a 2000 Chevy Impala with a bad right bumper, call me.
White duct tape.
Cheap shot, apparently, the four-pack has turned into on the Mike McFeely Show. Let's do the four-pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four on our list. I'm distracted by the red girlish-like glasses that Jergy has on that he put on his face here.
I'm just reading this pen. Continue.
Over there in Copenhagen, Denmark, Jergy.
Abner Sales.
No?
Everything for fertilizer chemical application in Benson, Minnesota.
Oh, Benson, Minnesota, down there in Swift County.
They got a national Watts line.
They're in the Chippewa River, Benson, Minnesota.
Been so anyway.
Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yes.
Saying it needed to prevent inbreeding. And who doesn't? The Copenhagen Zoo killed a 2-year-old giraffe.
Oh.
And, wait for it, fed its remains to lions as visitors watched.
Oh, that's
terrible. Yes. They killed a giraffe, and then they chopped it up, skinned it, and fed it to the lions as visitors were looking on, Jergy. Oh. Marius, a healthy male, was put down Sunday using a bolt pistol. Oofta. Every time I hear the word bolt pistol, I think of the movie No Country for Old Men. Wasn't that a bolt pistol that the guy used to kill people? Well, anyway.
I don't know.
Violent movie. They put it down Sunday. Visitors, including children, were invited to...
Invited?
Were invited to watch the giraffe as it was then skinned and fed to lions.
That's just terrible.
Hey, Emma, let's go to the zoo.
To the Red River
Zoo.
What's
going to happen, Dad? They're going to kill Marius with a bolt pistol, then skin it and feed it to the lions right before your very eyes. Ah, Daddy, no!
That is just cruel.
It is cruel.
But they would do that. In for public display, especially.
They said they're very happy they did it. They're proud, as a matter of fact. Stenback Bro, that's this Danish person's name, he says they're very proud because it's a learning experience. This is what happens in the wild.
Apparently, in the wild.
Apparently animals in Africa have bolt pistols.
Back in heat.
they kill giraffes in the savannas of Africa.
They skin them.
Skin them and feed them to lions as other people look on.
Somebody's pointing at us.
Oh, I bet it's Christopher S. who wants his pizza. Come on in.
Oh, come on in.
Come right in. We're just doing live radio. How you doing? Good to see you. Come on in.
It's not him.
No, it's not. It's our receptionist.
Yeah.
Walk right in.
What's your name again? That one.
Yeah, I know. What is her name again?
Is it Christy?
Yes.
Okay.
Number three. Give me a ding.
I've been gone for a while.
Number three.
Was he in the parking lot or how did he get here so quickly? Christopher S.
Maybe he's in the building. maybe he texts from inside the building.
Doesn't it say that employees of such and such are not
doesn't
eligible?
Doesn't say that, no. Hey, somebody asks a great question.
Okay.
Did Jurgi meet the girl that Pinto broke up with by text? Now, when you were gone,
no, I don't
Pinto
think
admitted
was...
on the air that he broke up with a girl in high school via text message.
No, this was college, so I don't think so. Really?
He's ignoring us. Yeah, he broke up with a girl by a text message.
No, it wasn't her. I never dated this girl that he went with to
You never
wherever
dated
he was
a girl
going.
You broke up with?
No, the girl that they're talking about on the trip. I never dated her.
Oh, I thought you did. You worked at the Spectrum together.
So?
Late nights.
Late night pikas.
Late night pikas? Column inches? Proportion wheels? All those things. Cut lines, headlines, captions. Number three, Jurgi, yeah,
yes.
The Westminster Dog
That's
Show.
That's in New York City.
Yeah, it opens tomorrow. Opens Tuesday at somewhere, Madison Square Garden or somewhere.
It's a big arena.
The big arena down there in New York City.
Yes, and we have a local connection. Special correspondent.
Yes, I heard him on the Jack and Sandy
show today.
Jack and Sandy
show, Dr. Roger Coffey. And Dr. Roger Coffey is my dentist.
Really?
So 3 years ago, I was sitting in the chair, and he said he was going to the dog show. And I know how Jack and Sandy love dogs. We have Pet Patrol.
Yeah, they do.
And he's kind of, he's got a pretty good personality. And I thought, you know, that'd be kind of a neat little deal. And
got access to all that gas. That's why.
So he and his wife travel to the dog show. They have some dogs of their own. They don't show their dogs at the Westminster, but they enjoy it. And I believe this will be the third year of his special Westminster live updates on the Jack and Sandy show.
It was very entertaining.
Yes.
Now, I learned something by listening to him today, that yesterday they actually opened the Westminster dog show with some calisthenics or something for mixed breeds of dogs. They now, you don't just have to be a purebred. They've opened the door for at least part of the show to mixed breeds, or as we call them in Oakport Township, mutts. So Rudy, being half pit bull, half lab, as far as we know, he could be eligible for the Westminster dog
Maybe
show.
Maybe next year.
And so could Norman and Millie.
Maybe next year. Well, they're not mutts.
Well, they're highly bred golden doodles.
Well, they're not highly bred. They're one's from Webster, South Dakota, the other's from Cragness.
Is there anything highly bred from Webster, South Dakota? I don't know.
I don't know. It's an entertaining show, and we'll see how it does on the ratings up against the Olympics.
I bet it wins.
Did the Beatles?
I'd rather watch dogs.
The Beatles special beat the Olympics last night, did it not, according to the Nielsen?
I hope so. Olympics are boring, aren't they?
I know. I was out of town and didn't get to see much of it. It was whatever night the opening ceremonies.
Friday.
Bulgaria is where I nodded off.
Westminster Dog Show. Number two on our list, Jurgi. Well, down there in Roseville, Minnesota.
Oh, yes.
Police say a young teen stole an idling bus.
As opposed to an old teen.
Yes. That's good writing by the world's largest news gathering organization. Let me cross out the word young. Police say a teen stole an idling school bus and later crashed it in Roseville, Minnesota. What happened?
The bus driver stopped for coffee, the way I understand it. This was this morning. And police and Roseville PD say that he jumped the bus and took off a little two-mile joyride. And I think he crashed it at another convenience store. And that's where he was apprehended.
Yes, he
did
crash it.
Wait till you get home.
Oh, God.
So just a quick little ride on a school bus. It was left running, as buses often are, especially with the winter we've had. It takes a while to warm up a school bus, so they keep them running, and took off.
You ever do something like that?
Charges.
You ever steal a school bus?
Nope.
You ever drive a school bus? I never have. Always wanted to.
I don't think so. My father used to sell them, but I wasn't old enough
really?
to drive. Yeah.
International Harvester? Uh-huh. They did make school buses back in the day, didn't they? In fact, I think I rode on an IH school bus back there in Alexandria.
He probably bought it from my dad.
Number 41.
Sure, yeah, 41.
Driven by Ray.
Yep. Well, it was new, and so I used to get to sit in them when they were brand new and they smell new, like, you know, like that new bus smell when you get a new bus. New,
as opposed to the old bus smell, which is not nearly as attractive.
No, so I never... drove a school bus. I wasn't old enough, but I got to ride in a lot for school, and because my father sold them and he transported them, and so it was fun. And we'd take a bus to Crookston or whatever, and I'd get to sit in every seat all the way up.
Oh, but avoid the one with the little hump in it, right where the wheel well
is.
That you want to avoid
leg room
that.
There's no leg room.
No,
there.
It sucks.
It's like sitting in coach class.
Do you fly first class to where you go?
Just kidding.
God.
I am
a
no
breakfast and that,
no
another little, Bloody Mary, Mr. Jurgens.
Little warm napkin.
Yes.
No,
that
I don't.
The towel. Well, how would you know? If
I
you're not
don't
sat
know.
There
I see those people up there. I've seen them.
Liar.
I'm in the back.
Number one.
I don't.
Liar.
I do not.
The Olympics. Speaking of the Olympics, Jurgens, that's what I have number one on my list today. The Olympics. I haven't watched 1 second of them. I'm protesting because of the dogs they're shooting in the streets of Sochi.
Yes,
that's
they
my
were
protest.
Because they had.
Did you hear Daniel flip his lips there?
Dogs running wild, and they had to take action. So they called in some sharpshooters from Copenhagen.
From Copenhagen?
No, I'm getting the stories run together.
Yeah, yes, yeah, they do.
Yeah, I saw that before I went to Graceville last week.
A bolt pistol.
And there were some people upset about it, that they were shooting dogs. I think they were nipping at people and children. And goodness sakes, we've had our experience around here with that.
We've had our experience with a dog nipping a child in this room. Actually, two children in this room, as a matter of fact.
That's right, in this building. One with a gap in his teeth.
Yeah, red hair.
We're not supposed to bring it up. I haven't watched much. Like I say, I was out of cable range, and catch up this week, the coming week. What do you think? Think I'll be watching the Olympics?
Probably not.
No.
I'm guessing you won't be.
But I did catch some of the opening ceremonies in Bulgaria. It was late, and so then I didn't get to see the U.S. I know their uniforms or their opening garb was a little controversial. It was
ugly? Yeah. That's.
I didn't say that. I just thought.
I did. It was
but
ugly.
I saw some commentators say they thought it really was very nice.
Of course they did.
I think it was someone on NBC. Who's carrying the Olympics, by the way?
Is it NBC?
I think it's NBC.
Oh,
so they said the uniforms are very nice. The stars, right? Blue and white stars. And were they made in this country this time? Remember?
They were, actually, yes. Yep. Looks like somebody took stars and colors and just threw it on a piece of paper, and that's what it turned out to be.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jurgi.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Really good to see you again.
I'll be back.
Have fun. Yeah. When are you going to be back now? I might be gone when you're back.
Oh, well, who's going to be doing the show? You have no idea, do you?
Nope, no idea.
No idea. I'll be back, what day is it?
Today is Monday.
I'll be back in a few days. Bill and I are going to take a trip together.
Bill and you.
Bill from Breckenridge.
Oh, good. Have fun. He sent me a card for Valentine's Day.
Get well soon, I bet. Huh?
No, it was a Valentine's Day card directed at me. So you say hi to Bill for me. Big fan. Big fan of the Mike McFeely Show. 237-5948.